Manhunt. The clue of the murdered maestro that led to Manhunt. No crime has been committed yet. No murder has been done yet. No manhunt has begun yet.
Hello? Hello?
Take it easy, Grant. I want to talk to you.
I'm working on a new orchestra arrangement. I don't want to talk to anybody.
You should want to talk to me. You see, I'm the last person you're ever going to talk to. And when I count three, you're going to die. One.
You're crazy, whoever you are. I'm alone here in this room. Nobody can possibly get in unless I let them in.
Think so? Two.
Maybe you do know what you're talking about. I'm getting out of here.
Three.
A murderer is loose. A murderer so clever he can talk to his victim on the telephone and still fire the gun that killed him. Who will solve the slayer's secret? Who will bring him to justice? Who will start the manhunt? Manhunt and the clue of the murdered maestro.
All right, Drew. Now that we're almost there, don't you want to know where we're headed for?
Not particularly. You see, Bill, you're head of the homicide department. I'm head of the police laboratory. Technically, you're my boss. You said to come with you, and here I am.
Yeah, but we've been riding for 15 minutes, and you haven't... Ah, what's the use? Pull into the curb at this big house here.
Yeah, sure.
Come on, get out. We're on a case, Drew.
Oh, murder case, Bill?
A murder case. How should I know? All I know is, a few minutes ago, I got a call from a musician in Gordon Grant's band.
Gordon Grant, eh?
Yeah.
Big-time band leader.
Right.
Does he live here?
Yeah, right up these steps.
Uh-huh.
But anyhow, this musician says he knows Grant is in a certain room in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't get any answer when he knocks on the door.
Why didn't he go out and call him on a telephone?
They got phones in the house.
Oh.
Well, he called the private number, he says, and got a busy signal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe the guy took the phone off the hook and went to sleep.
Yeah, maybe, though. But let's hope that his sleep isn't permanent. Now, come on, let's go in.
Any minute. That's Sergeant Morton now.
Thanks.
Sergeant Morton?
Yeah?
I'm Eddie Blake. I play in Gordon Grant's band. I called you when I couldn't get into Mr. Grant's study.
Okay, we'll get in now.
This is Jill Davis. She sings with the band.
Hello.
Hi. And this is Drew Stevens. He helps me on cases. He thinks.
Mr. Grant's study is right down the hall, this way.
I know where it is, Sergeant. I'll take you.
Thanks, Oran. You stay here, Blake. We'll go with the officer. Come on, Drew.
Yeah, okay.
Is there an axe around to break down the door, Oran?
An axe wouldn't do much good, Sergeant. The door is sheet metal.
How about the windows?
Well, there are no windows, Mr. Stevens. This room is right in the center of the house, and it's built special, this fellow Blake said.
Built special, he says. Built special for what?
It's soundproof. One door and no windows. The walls are thick and soundproof. Mr. Grant had to have absolute quiet when he worked. Must be in the room now, sir, because the door is bolted from the inside. Yeah, this is a room.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is quite a mystery mansion, isn't it?
The precinct sent around an acetylene torch, Sergeant Morton, after I phoned him. Okay to use it?
Oh, wait till I bang on the door to make sure. Okay, Orion. Burn it down.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Eddie, I hope nothing's happened to Gordon. I couldn't live if anything happened to him.
Don't worry, Jill. We'll know in a minute now. Is it all right to wait here, Sergeant Morton?
Yeah? Yeah, okay. Are you coming, Orion?
In a minute, sir. That does it, Sergeant.
Put your hand through that hole and slide the bolt.
All right. Still can't open her up. Something's holding it back.
Come on, Drew.
Push.
Right.
Come on.
There we've got it. Well, this is what was holding the door back. Gordon Grant's body.
No!
Easy, Shelter. No! Don't look inside. Come on, we'll go into the parlor.
Shot through the back of the head, Drew.
Mm.
Must have died instantly.
Yeah.
And the murderer's still got to be in this room. He couldn't get out.
I don't see anybody.
There's no place he could hide.
Well, anyway, he ought to still be here. Hey, Drew.
Hmm?
Here's the gun lying on the floor over here, right near the telephone. That's on the floor, too.
Yeah, I see them, Bill. You know something? If that's the gun that killed Grant, we've really got a case. A man shot in a room that nobody could get in or out of. Nobody except a murderer, that is.
Are you busy?
Oh, hi, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been busy for the past half hour, but I'm not now. I've just finished checking the gun we found in Grant's study.
Well?
Oh, it's the one that killed him, all right. And, as usual, no fingerprints, so it can't be suicide.
I know this sounds like Bill talking, but isn't this whole situation a little bit impossible?
What do you mean, a little bit? Grant was shot in a room that had no windows, and the only door was locked on the inside. No trap doors, closets, false ceilings, or anything like that. And the walls are thick.
Hmm.
Hey, Pat. How'd you like a look at that room?
All right, but what for?
Well, see if we can find something there that'll lead us to the murderer.
Why go to all that bother? The reason I broke in on you just now was to tell you that there's a man outside who wants to confess to murdering Grant.
Well, Pat, for Pete's sake, show him in.
I'm on my way, Drew. All right, sir, you can come in now.
Thank you, miss. How do you do, Mr. Stevens? I am Anton Beloine.
How do you do? Won't you sit down? See you later, Pat.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Stevens. You looked puzzled when you came out of Gordon Grant's house a little while ago.
So?
You resemble a man, a great violinist, who studied with me once.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him, and I do not want you to be upset. So I came to tell you I killed Gordon Grant.
Oh, you did, eh? Why? What have you got against musicians?
Grant was not a musician, Mr. Stevens, any more than I am a murderer. He was the murderer. He murdered Chopin, Rimsky-Korsakov, Massenet. Murdered them with his jazz. He had to die.
Oh, but did you have to kill him?
I am a musician, Mr. Stevens. You do not understand how that answers your question, do you?
No. No, I don't, but that doesn't matter. How did you kill him? I'd like to know that.
Oh, you cannot figure it out, eh? Perhaps I have finally composed a masterpiece. Perhaps it is not music, but it will take an artist to interpret it. Try, Mr. Stevens. Try. Practice. Practice as I did for so many years. Practice makes perfect, you know.
Yes, I know. And this time it looks like practice has made a perfect crime. Hello, Mike. Anybody inside the murder room?
No, Mr. Stevens. They've all left. That musician, Eddie Blake's in the other room with their girl singer, Jill Davis. He won't leave the house.
Uh-huh. Well, ask him to come in here, will you, Mike? And, Pat, when he does come in, you go out and try to get the Davis girl to leave, will you?
What am I, Drew, a secretary or a comforter?
Be right back, sir.
Hey, Drew, will you take a look at this room? What crazy wallpaper. Sharp, flat, scales, and notes. Looks like somebody just grabbed handfuls of them and threw them at the wall.
Well, that's futuristic, Pat.
Okay, and the future can have it. Drew, what are you going to do here?
Well, find out how that crazy musician, Beloine, got out of the room after he killed Grant.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Oh, Mr. Stevens.
Run along, Pat. Mike will show you where Miss Davis is.
Okay. Come on, Mike.
Well, I think you can help me, Eddie. Now, look. Let's suppose Grant was standing at the door when he was shot. The bullet came in straight, so it had to be fired from somewhere in a straight line with the door.
But the gun was lying on the floor right here. That's straight.
Yes, but suppose Grant wasn't shot from this room.
Huh?
Well, let's see. Straight line from the door to the wall would take us about here.
Oh, but the gun, Mr. Stevens, it's in this room.
Oh, forget that for a minute. Now, let's see if the wall's solid.
But, sir, if the shot was fired from the next room, it would have ripped the wallpaper.
Yeah, I know. Uh-oh. Say, I've got something. Hey, help me rip this wallpaper away, will you?
Yeah, sure. Hey, a hole in the wall.
Well, it's more like a slot, and it's stuffed with newspaper. Now, come on, let's get him out.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, let's see. The slot's about 6 inches long and 3 inches wide. Well, the murderer stood in the next room and fired the gun that killed Grant. Well, if I had a stick, I think I could show you how the gun got into this room. Eddie, what instrument do you play?
Trombone.
Oh, get it while we go into the next room. I think I can duplicate the shooting.
Okay. My trombone's right outside this door.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I hope you're right about solving this case, Mr. Stevens. Neither Jill nor I will ever get any rest until Gordon's murderer is caught.
You're quite fond of her, aren't you, Eddie?
Yes, sir, I am.
So, okay, Eddie.
Thanks. Here's my instrument case. I'll take it in with us.
All right. All right, come on in. Let's see. Here's the slot in the wall.
Uh-huh.
All you can see from here into the next room is the door. Well, that's perfect. Here's the phone he must have used to call Gordon on some pretext to get him to go to that door. Well, let me have the slide part of your trombone, Eddie.
Yes, sir, but...
First, he shot Grant's with this slot. Now I'll show you how the gun got into the other room. Oh, thanks. Now, I put my gun in this wall slot and shove it. There. You see? The gun falls into the other room.
Yeah, but the wallpaper, it was intact when you and Sergeant Morton broke in.
Well, I think I can explain that, too, Eddie. Now, supposing I put some paste on a square of wallpaper big enough to cover the hole in the wall. I took a stick or something and put it in the center of the paper square while I'm still in this room.
Oh, I follow that.
Then I push the stick through the hole. When it's on the other side, I yank it toward me. Now, the paper would have opened up on the other side of the slot, and yanking the stick would paste it on the wall right over the hole. And because of the crazy design on the wallpaper next door, it was impossible to notice that it had been patched.
Well, then the hole could be filled with newspapers from this side.
Yes, and a little plastering in here, and the job was done.
Sounds like somebody sure figured out a wonderful plan.
Yes, Eddie, you sure did. You killed Grant. Which did you want, his band or his girl?
I wanted them both, but you'll never...
Oh, no! Don't ever try to pull a gun on me, Eddie. I don't like it. I'll just take that little toy from you. There. Say, did you send Beloine in to confess the murder?
Sure I did. He thought he was being a martyr to music. How did you pin this thing on me?
Well, Eddie, there was paste all over your trombone slide. Got there when you pushed the wallpaper through the slot.
I didn't have time to scrape it off. Jill came
in. Never mind, Eddie. Explain it to your lawyer. Just too bad you weren't satisfied just to blow your own horn and not try to cover up a murder with it.